Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 714 Caroline Street in downtown Fredericksburg. Brian Lamb with Skin Touch Therapy is here. This is the start of season two of the All Business Podcast. And Brian, we start off with you. We had a great time, you and me, sitting in a room last year. And it is good to be here again.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be part of your second season.
We're going to talk to you again in Culpeper in a couple of months, and we'll talk about that because there are some exciting things going on here. But talk a little bit about Skin Touch Therapy. You're right downtown, and I don't know that a lot of people realize all that you offer here.
So our first location now is in Fredericksburg, so we're on Caroline Street, right next to Richard Johnson Inn or close to the Marriott. We've been here for 5 years now, and things have been great. We've kind of grown as well as growing with Main Street and the downtown vibe. We do massages, facials, waxing, we have saunas, and then last year we launched nails. So we're like a full-service day spa here in a really cute, historic boutique spa.
As we sit in one of the rooms, I look around at all the equipment, and I'm really amazed at all the equipment, because when you talk about those things, me not having much experience with that, I just think, oh, it's just a little bottle here or some lotion there. But I mean, you've got, there's a lot of equipment here.
Right. I think last time we were in the podcast, we were in a massage room. So there's not that much equipment. You know, massage is a bed, massage, lotion, and it's pretty simple. We have a hot towel caddy. But you're sitting now, we're in the facial room, which has lots of equipment. And the best thing I think about skincare now is technology. And it's really going there in terms of things shrinking down, being more handheld. So you're getting a lot of powerful tools that we can do to actually boost a lot of skincare. So it's very technological, yeah. It's very modern, and then we're able to give a lot of really great results with all this equipment. And then we have a lot of product too.
Yeah. Well, so Brian, I guess the staff that you have is highly trained.
Oh yeah. So with aesthetics, which is great, they have actually two parts. They have a basic aesthetics, which is 600 hours, and then another 600 hours for a master esthetician. Virginia is one of the first states to actually introduce that. And with the master esthetician, they could do peels. They could do stronger things like microdermabrasion. So it's really, I mean, they go through a lot of training. They're really skilled. So it's almost like a chef going to cooking school to be able to work in a restaurant. You know, you realize how much training and skills that they have, and they're really talented, my staff here.
Well, you're lucky to have. I mean, you look at this at all of this and the training. I guess that's something when you're getting involved in this to check out, because I would think a lot of harm could come if you've got people that don't know everything.
Oh yeah, that's really why it's a licensed profession. You know, a lot of them go to school. We're lucky to have a school here locally. That really train them well and give them the basics. But we make sure that when people come here, we're licensed and that we're not doing any harm, and that the staff is really knowledgeable in terms of product ingredients, contraindications, and really working for a whole host of the public with different, different skin types or, you know. I think they're really trained, and that's why when you go to a professional spa, you make sure that they're licensed and they're really doing what they should be doing.
So if I come in here to get a facial, how long does it take?
Normally, we we're doing some express facials, which is really great. So it's like come in, get what you need, get some focus work, and then go out. So it's kind of like a lunchtime facial. Okay. And then we're also doing, the average one is 60 minutes, and then we're also going to introduce like a 90 minutes if you want more relaxation. But the 60 minutes is enough time for them to really soften the skin, really do a cleanse and do a deep clean, and then really hydrate and treat the skin. And people can do it whenever they want. I always like to say, like, do it when the seasons change, because your skin is like a living organ, mm-hmm. and that changes with different climate and temperature and the seasons.
So how often, what, 4 or 5 times a year? Is that what people do?
I would say at minimum, that's the best. You know, some people do more in case you have more acne issues, if you want to address some more things. I also think what an esthetician does is help you edit. You realize when you go into the beauty market that there is so many brands, so many ingredients, that it gets really confusing. And it's not really your job to know it all, you know, but it is the esthetician's job. And what they do is they help you focus and help you save money in the end, because they're really going to recommend products that are directly related to your skin. So seeing and getting a regular facials is a great way to say, hey, I just need a checkup. Am I doing the right thing? Or I'm getting a reaction to this. Am I using something that's not wrong? So a lot of the beauty industry is just trial and error. You know, like people go into stores and they try a sample, or they do like, but it's a lot of mixing, where now you can get some really good expert advice, and that could save you tons of money in the long run. So I actually think it saves you money to get facials.
What are some of the reasons that people come, and why should people get a facial?
A lot of times people come, I mean, one thing is to get a spa experience and to relax, but we go deeper than that, and it's anti-aging, it's self-care. And it's also, a lot of it is just getting the knowledge to treat your own skin. And skin, I think, is a communicator of health. You know, it shows what's happening. So you could have hormonal influx, you know, you could have dietary things. That all gets expressed through the skin. And you really need an esthetician to kind of decode that, to kind of unpiece that and say, okay, well, this is what's happening, and this is what these products, and this is what you should do in your home care to counterbalance that. And really what you do like daily is really going to have that effect on your skin and your appearance. So that's really crucial, you know, because our face is really what's selling us a lot of the times. Yeah. And so it's just, I think more people are curious, and then they want an understanding of what's happening, you know.
So there really is there's a health component to all of this.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. So we're like, I feel like we're the introduction to like wellness. You know, I think even with massage, people come in and they're like, oh, this is happening. It's like, oh, well, have you checked your posture? You know, it goes into exercise, or it goes into, you know, post-care. So it's a wellness component to it. And I think we're the first stage before we like move you on to like a dermatologist or to physical therapy. But sometimes people come here and we're like the first entry to it.
I was just going to ask you, I'm sure at times you've had, and was it esthetician? Is that I've learned something already. That's the thing I've learned.
That's their profession. They're an esthetician.
There may be times, I guess, especially if they've seen you over and over, they may notice something different on your skin and might say you might want to have this checked.
Yeah. And that's a great thing. Like just to have someone else say, oh, this is how your skin's evolving. And then, oh, here's a spot. You know, we don't, we don't determine what they are. It's a doctor does sure. that. They diagnose. So we just say, hey, you might be concerned. Let's look in this, and just, you know, maybe you should go see a dermatologist as well too. So, but it's nice to have that person that's just always constantly with you, that's kind of guiding you. It's almost like having a skin coach, you know? Yeah. And so you go to them and say, hey, I have this issue. How do you, you know, lead me through, you know, the woods and, you know, get me to my goal? That's what an esthetician kind of does, you know?
And I guess especially now when we're just just on the kind of the outskirts of spring, like you say. I mean, this might be a time to start planning and just even for health with the when if you're going to be out in the sun a lot, in the days ahead.
Yeah. So like, I mean, we're coming out of winter right now, so everybody's skin is dry. You know, there's damage from that. So it's like how to exfoliate, how to get the newer skin up. As we get into summer, you know, that's how to avoid sun damage, you know, and that's sunblock is the best anti-aging, product that we have and, you know, preventative for cancers. So skincare is crucial, you know, it is important for good health. I think that's the benefits of it. It's the first name of our business, you know, so that's what we do. And then there's skin touch and then it's therapy. I think it's all related, and it's more than the superficial, you know, spa stuff. But, you know, we have that too. We have relaxing, and some people just love a good facial because we have steam, they relax, and then they get a massage with it. So it's a whole experience too.
I remember when we talked about this last year that it was a whole new concept to me. But and I'm glad we're in here in the skin area, because you're right. We did the massage area last year, and talked a lot about that. But this really is really a new area for me.
Yeah, I love it. It's just one of our components. I think we're moving into, you know, making it more modern. And also bringing things that addresses for what people want. You know, some people might not want a massage, but they want to come in and treat their acne. We're going to be able to meet them there, you know. So it's a great way, and we're always evolving. I think skincare and beauty is such at a fast pace right now. The industry is growing so much. And I go to New York every year, and I'll actually be there next year just to see new equipment, new product lines, what's happening, so I could bring it here. And so there won't be that lag time. It will just be here maybe in the next season. We always switch up our menus, and we're always evolving. We've just launched organic skincare here. So now you could treat your acne organically. You could treat any irritations and with organic products. So I think that's a really great focus on where the industry is kind of heading towards.
See, before we did this, if you had said to me, why would people come in for a facial? I would just say just to have your skin looking good. But there, as you talk about this, the health area of this is really it's an important part.
It's amazing, and I think people may overlook it, but I think, you know, like if you're thinking about keeping healthy, if you're working out, if you're eating well, then this should just be part of your wellness routine as well too. And using organic skincare and things like that. I think all of those things are all interconnected, and it's part of a lifestyle, and it's part of where people are addressing, you know, where they're seeing that need in their life.
Brian Lamb with us on the All Business Podcast. We're at 714 Caroline Street, Skin Touch Therapy Spa, and the massage part of it. I guess you just mentioned that sometimes someone comes in there just for maybe some rehab or getting ready to go to the doctor, and also just for relaxation too.
Yeah, so we try to cover the gamut. Like, people like want to come in to relax and have a great experience, and the relaxation really helps with, you know, sleeping better, stress reduction, reducing cortisol in the body and things, all those stress hormones that really keep us all jittery and up. So it kind of brings that down. But we've have tons of people that have come in because of our reputation, addressing things like whiplash, frozen shoulder, tendonitis, people that are runners, but it's also people in professions where they're doing all the same movements.
Yeah.
I have a lot of like dental clients because they're hunched over a chair. They're only using their right hand. So that really affects their body. And it's like, this is their counterbalance. They know they need this to extend their career. So I've met with lots of different professions. And so I think we do more than, and that's why I call it a therapy spa, because we're more therapeutic focused. We do have that relaxation, but we kind of mix and blend the two together. So it's this beautiful atmosphere. It's not clinical, but you're going to get the work that you need done so then we could get you towards your goal. And then you learn something about yourself. I think every time someone is touched, you know, they always say, oh, I didn't even know that spot was there. And then they're like, oh, that was what's causing that back pain. And then they feel the difference. And then they really see that magic. They really see that, like, oh, this is why massage is valuable. Or like, oh, I changed up my skincare and automatically it's cleared up and I could see a reduction. When they see those differences, that's why we're in business. That's why they keep coming back, you know. And then they're like, oh, you know, so-and-so, you know, had this pain. I'm going to recommend them. And we've really grown our business just through referrals, and which is great, you know, but it's all, the proof is in the pudding, I think, you know, when people see that change.
And I guess to be able to know that, do you, before, I guess you have a consultation or you sit down with somebody and find out what their issues are or what their goals are for coming in here.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what we do too, is like we really build relationships. We meet people where they're at and we just ask them, like, what do you need today? And really when you book like a 30-minute massage or 60-minute facial, it's your time. We're there for you. So it's really like, just tell us what you want and then we try to get you there, you know, and it gets you closer and closer. We can't fix everything in one session, but we'll let you know, like, oh, I like that too. Like, I think my many years, I've been massaging for 10 years, I've seen so many different bodies that now I could say, okay, if I'm working on this, this is what it'll take, you know, and it'll, yeah, this is how long to expect. And as long as that's communicated, people then really have real expectations. And then when they see the changes and the outcome, then they're a believer, you know, and that's, I think that's the key ticket to it.
So Brian, how did you get involved in all of this?
I think I might have explained it.
We did, and podcast, we, yeah, did, and I wanted you to explain it again because, yeah, I think it's so interesting because you used the term, and I'll never forget it, because you were the first one last year who used it, and several since talked about that you were looking for an Amazon-proof career.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think so too. And it's funny. Yeah, I was working in fashion, in marketing, and it was high-paced and lots of time and work. And I just thought, like, oh, you know, I don't know if I could do this for so long. You know, what would I want to get into? And I really, all different, my employees too, find this because they got fixed by someone or they were touched by someone and they thought, I think I could do this, you know? And I think that happened to me. I think, you know, it was kind of like, you can't really go down that road too much longer and you need to find something else that's more manageable, more balanced. And I think everyone gets into it. And then they become that healer within themselves, you know, because part of it is they're seeking to heal. Like, I was probably trying to find some balance for myself, you know, and then I found out that I actually really love it and that I love, you know, working with people and solving, you know, what their needs are, you know, ideally.
And there's a lot of training. I mean, you talked about what the estheticians and others go through for training and get a license and all that. I mean, you went through a lot to get to this point.
Oh yeah, and I actually went to facials first, and then I went to massage school, and then I went to yoga teacher training. So it was like a lot, but then you see all the interconnections, and then you see the bigger picture. Yeah. And the whole kind of healing aspect of it. And then you just make a career out of it. You know, you just dig in and do your work.
Well, you've got your location here on Caroline Street. I never realized. I mean, you use, what, a couple of floors. And then you also utilize when it's warmer outside.
Yeah, so it's kind of great. I love this location. I mean, we've kind of made a spa in a little building. You know, originally downstairs was a silversmith, and then upstairs was the resident, like back in the day. And then now it was commercial downstairs and then residential upstairs. So it's kind of unique. And I had someone from New York come and they said, oh, this is like a spa in Brooklyn in a townhouse. They're like, oh, I get it. Because the room that you're in, this was the office. There's another room that used to be the kitchen. And then the room we were in last time used to be the bedroom. So there's a fireplace in that room. And that's why that's where the couples is. So when you come in, it's not your cookie cutter spa, you know, where it's in a commercial modern built place, you know. We have creaks and we have glass doorknobs, yeah. And the building has its own life and its own story. And I love that. So, you know, you have to walk up some stairs a little bit, but through the stairs you see we're going to have a little greenhouse in that area. And I want to incorporate that. You know, we're really lucky to have green space in the downtown. And so we're utilizing that garden. So I want to grow like flowers, and those flowers will be in the massage rooms and, you know, will be in our retail area, just to kind of like liven it up, you know. And I don't think you get that if you were to go to, you know, a bigger chain, let's say. You know, they can't bring those kind of details into it.
Oh, you compare some of those to this. They just seem very sterile, and this seems just very comfortable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I want people to feel like it's a home away from home. You know, like when you're at home and you have kids and you have dogs barking, yeah. And it's not clean, and you just need that 1 hour of just quiet, you know, then I feel like we're the spot. Or you want 1 hour with your friend that you could just kind of enjoy something and then talk afterwards and then go get coffee or lunch. You know, this is something that's what we're providing people, you know, a little space.
Well, we're at Skin Touch Therapy, 714 Caroline Street. But as we mentioned at the beginning, we're going to be doing this again a few months from now. You're going to be in Culpeper.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be in Culpeper. I think I've admired that downtown for a long time, for several years since I've been here. So I'm just really looking forward to be part of that community. And I really was impressed as walking down. We're going to be on Davis Street. The address is 254 East Davis Street. We're going to be on the second floor. But I really, when I was looking at Culpeper, I really just loved the retail mix and what all the other entrepreneurs were doing there. So I just feel like I just wanted to be part with them. Like I was like, these people are my people, and I really admired the shops. So I'm really happy that we're going to be there. We're planning to open in April, April 2019. So yeah, it's quite exciting. We're going to start off with massages and facials there. And it's perfect. We're just above Moving Meadows Bakery. So they're a bakery that mills their flour. And I just, it's funny because Culpeper's smaller than Fredericksburg, but the downtown is just really lively, you know? And for me, it's funny because as an entrepreneur, I didn't really do a lot of research in terms of like numbers and demographics and population. It's just that I walked that street and I just said, I was blown away really by all the shops there. And what I did was I asked them, like, how long have you been in business? You know, and they're like, oh, we've been in business 9-10 years. And for me as a business person, if you sustain that long, I was like, there's a market here, you know. And I thought that was interesting, you know. And it really just went to my gut.
Well, and thinking about it, when you think about the vibrant downtown in Fredericksburg and in Culpeper, you're going to be able to help, I think, both downtowns.
I think it's been nice. I've been a part of the Fredericksburg downtown community, and I've seen it expand and grow. And Culpeper, I feel like, you know, it's had that expansion, and it has that visibility and that vibrancy to it. So I think I'm just like lobbing on and just being a part of them. But I really feel like, you know, the spa and Main Streets are kind of together. It kind of grew together. So it's definitely a part of our DNA. But it's been nice to see that in another area. I mean, Fredericksburg's a lot bigger, bigger market, bigger population. So our downtown physically is a lot bigger than Culpeper. So it'd just be interesting to see the two. And I think it's nice to be a connector of the two.
Yeah, I think you'll help both downtowns, because just the perspective that you're going to bring to both downtowns.
Yeah, I think it's nice. There's a lot of retail there. I think there's a few service. There's more wellness coming up, and there's more yoga studios. So I think it's definitely developing, and I would love to be on the cusp of that. I think it's interesting, like, I think talking to other entrepreneurs, you know, they really look at potential, you know, an opportunity, and seeing a vision, you know. And I think the smaller ones tend to take a more leap of faith to say, you know, I want to be here, this is what I want to do, and then they just kind of go ahead and do it and kind of like present that to the public, you know. And I think that's really nice. I think when you talk to, you know, people like Foodie and Beth and Joy, I admire them, but they definitely saw the potential in Fredericksburg, you know. But it's sometimes it's not numbers based. It's really just kind of like what's in their gut and where they see it and how they kind of can mold it. And I think if you talk to all the other people on your podcast, there's an inkling of that, yeah. You know, where they really see like, oh no, I wanted to do this and I wanted to do it here. And then they have these great businesses and we're all thriving, you know.
Well, I look forward to talking to you sometime in May after you've opened a little bit and we'll continue this. I'll continue to talk to Brian Lamb, the entrepreneur, and what it's like in Culpeper, because this is really exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's great. I would love to have you and have you represent Culpeper as well too.
SkinTouchTherapySpa.com is the website, and I guess that has all the information. And do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have a Facebook and an Instagram. So so it's Skin Touch Therapy Spa for most of them, and you could see our events. But you can also see we're going to be showing a lot more of the spaces, so you can get an idea of what you're coming into, and all these lovely rooms you're going to see, and you're going to get to meet our team too. Our team is now 20 strong, and we're going to probably grow to about 30. So you're going to be able to meet the estheticians. And it's been nice because some people see it. They're like, hey, I saw this person and he's your esthetician. And I thought I knew him, but I just knew him through Facebook. And I wanted to say hi. Yeah. They wanted to give him a hug, which I love that fact. You know, it's just kind of bringing us all together in this small town.
Brian, this has been great. This is to be continued. We'll do this continued in Culpeper, and maybe sometime this summer, because we talked about it last year and didn't do it, but we'll do something outside. And so we will do that. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ted.
If you like listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, ted@wfvaradio.com. ted@wfvaradio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.